The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Yesterday, we did something to Anthony. You know what? You deserve an apology. You deserve an apology. Good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show inside the T-Mobile studios. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
Full convo, and we just ignored Anthony when he asked us a question.
There was a group of us, maybe it was a post-show meeting that we had yesterday.
Yes, five of us.
Everybody was in here, all five of us, me, DJ Automatic, Dana Cortez, Jesse Watt, Chewy. We're all in here, and we're all having a big, full, lively conversation. And then I decided to hopscotch and jump rope my way into the convo. And when I did that, apparently everyone stopped paying attention. Nobody replied to the one comment I said, and I instantly thought you guys were playing a prank on me that all the comedians do in a green room where we all just
stop. What is this? What prank is it?
Where we all stop paying attention to each other and just walk away. And so I really started feeling really insecure about myself, and it made me feel really low that I had the one comment that nobody cared about.
What did you say again?
I don't even remember, dude. I was hurt. My feelings just got hurt.
Well, I know Jesse actually answered you after a minute, and you were like, that's not even what I said.
Yeah, dude. So, yeah, it was just the rudest thing ever, and that's how I feel about it.
It happens, Anthony. Sometimes I've read in... It's a scientific thing, okay?
When you're in a... jerks?
No.
That's not a lot of science. I don't need science for that one.
Anthony, nobody was a jerk. So when you're in the middle of a conversation, even at a party, everybody's vibing, right? You're going on for minutes at a time. There's a lull in the conversation. It kind of slows down and then it picks up again like a roller coaster. Okay. It was just the lull. It had nothing to do with you. It was scientific.
And then sometimes you will sit here in silence for like 30 minutes, not say anything.
You don't say a word, and then you're like...
And it's like, I forget you're even here.
Don't victim blame, dude.
Are you
don't
blaming victim blame him me? For him getting ignored automatically?
Yeah, you're victim blaming me, dude.
Speak up, okay?
Well, first of all, Dana calls me the lull. I'm the lull of the conversation.
I'm
the beginning point of the roller coaster. I'm not...
Sorry.
Dude, you're not the peak.
Yeah, I'm not the peak. I'm the... When people are standing in line, part of the roller coaster.
I'm so sorry.
No, it's cool, dude. It's good.
No,
it's good.
It's natural.
If I like my insults, I like them backhanded, so...
I didn't even mean it. I swear.
Just like nobody meant to not pay attention to me. All right.
It happens to me all the time. There are moments, Anthony, we're at home and I'm cooking dinner and the family's vibing. It's me and Automatic and Ava-matic. And everybody's talking and then I'm like talking and, I'm like into whatever I'm saying. And I turn around. Nobody's even in the room.
Yeah.
I'm left by myself having a conversation. I feel
stupid. Well, sometimes you say things that nobody wants to hear, so they just avoid the question.
What? I'm cooking dinner, having
Ava
fun.
Ava and I have a look of, you know what? Let's skip this combo.
So is that really kind of what you were saying to Anthony? Is that what was happening? Was he saying something nobody wanted
100%
to hear?
I just wasn't listening. Yeah, I have no idea what Anthony was saying.
At least Automatic didn't call you a lull.
Yeah.
So
I'm sorry, but anyway, National Day, Anthony, eh?
Let's go and kick it off with National Cheddar Day.
Oh, shout out to the cheddar cheese.
And
okay.
I love me some cheddar cheese. Sometimes I'll just, if I can, grab it with a little handful and just right in my mouth.
Me too.
Yeah, dog. And the day before Valentine's Day is known as Galentine's Day.
Ladies, you're single? Don't worry about it. Take yourselves out. Have yourself a good time tonight.
Period.
Or tomorrow.
Oh.
Or this weekend. Don't worry about the couples. Don't worry about what everybody else is doing. And then finally, you did say it was National Radio Day?
Yes, World Radio Day.
Thank you so much for listening to us right here on the radio, the original podcast.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I wanted to buy some very, very high-end designer shoes that were 70% off. And my husband, DJ Automatic, said, no, Dana Cortez, you cannot buy those shoes. I was explaining this to our behind-the-scenes producer, Jesse Watt. What up, Jesse? And she said, oh, that's terrible, you know? And because when we told her what the price was compared to what it was originally, she said, you should have copped those shoes. What's the deal? Why didn't you take them home? And Automatic, you can't buy any more shoes. You have a lot of shoes.
Why are you trying to hide the price?
They were $200. It's stupid.
Let's park it right here real fast, because I think Jesse Watt was being a little bit of an enabler. I think
she was not being an enabler. She was being a realist.
Yeah.
No. Have shoes that were $1,000 and now they're, I don't even know what they were, but they're $200 now, which is a stupid amount of money to spend on shoes. But if I bought them, they would last me a lifetime.
Yes. And it's not a stupid amount to spend on shoes when you're doing girl math.
Period.
And that's think of all the money I saved.
That's what Jesse stepped in here to do.
She's like, oh my God, you're going to save like $600 on those shoes.
$700 I would have saved.
And it's
almost
a good investment for Dana. That's the part where I was back on Dana's side.
How is that a good investment?
Because Dana will wear them and use
them
a lot.
I'll wear them.
All right.
And what did you say though, Anthony? What was the what broke all of this whole conversation apart.
Because as Automatic was disgruntled and sitting back and not co-signing on Dana getting these shoes and not saying this.
Well, I shut it down at the story.
I pointed out the hypocrisy that DJ Automatic was displaying, because if there's one person who will buy shoes at a very expensive rate, it is Sir DJ Automatic. DJ Automatic has way more shoes than a lot of women I know.
And I wear all of them.
No, that is not true.
And I appreciate all of them.
Here we go.
Whereas Dana here will have, I don't know how many pairs of shoes she has. I really have no idea. She has multiple closets full of shoes. And wears maybe 10 of them.
No, that's not true. I wear
Well, a lot of them look the same.
No,
I will
wear,
say that.
Every shoe has a specific need. If it's winter, if it's summer, if it's spring, fall, depending on where I'm going, the shoes got to match the outfit. And I have enough shoes now that I don't have to buy a lot. This would be the first pair of shoes I bought in I don't know how long, besides sneakers, and that doesn't count.
That's a lie. I get the boxes to the house, Dana. That's a lie. You get shoes constantly.
No, I do not.
I know, because I look for my shoes when they come in, and they're your shoes.
And speaking of multiple closets, you literally have a closet full of shoes that you never wear. It's just stacked from the bottom to the top. No.
Oh, I like shoes. Do you know what? I had to wear Pro Wings, and then I had to wear duct tape.
Oh, here we go.
Jordans. And so now I can afford to wear different kinds of shoes. Hey, and guess what? I'm going to enjoy them. And I'm going to wear them, and you're not going to shame me out of them. But I will shame you out of buying your shoes, because you don't wear them.
I'm going back for those Tom Ford shoes, okay? Since you just talked about them, I'm going back for them.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Man, congratulations to Jalen Hurts, now a Super Bowl champion, MVP, and a man that has surrounded himself with an all-women team.
Yeah, I saw that.
Now, you know, in the world of sports, you have to understand what a hyper-masculine environment this is. There are very few women,
especially in football,
in this industry.
It said Sports Insider said less than 5% of agents and management in the NFL are women.
So. And so his agent, Anthony, this is kind of a crazy story. Her name is Nicole Lynn. And when he's in college, okay, Jalen Hurts is still in college, she decides, I'm going to shoot my shot and send him a DM. And she asks him, I want to read this quote. Have you picked an agent? If not, I'd love to link. She said it was her Hail Mary moment. He had not picked an agent. He met with Nicole, and the rest is history.
She became the first black woman to represent an NFL draft pick.
Yes, ever. And she's one of only a handful of women in the space to begin with. I have a couple of friends who work in his industry. Obviously, DJ Automatic is an NBA DJ, so I've had the privilege of meeting some amazing women, but there's not a lot. One of my girls, Chelsea, you know, she was one of a few. My girl, Jenny, is actually the entertainment director for the Kansas City Chiefs. Sorry, Jenny, y'all lost.
Tough week this week.
But she's the first Latina and the first woman to direct the entertainment for an NFL team. So these are spaces where women weren't always included or even considered. And Jalen Hurts is like, hey,
yeah,
I just want the best people.
And this is another feather in the hat for Jalen Hurts that makes him, I think, one of the best role models in pop culture today. And
because of what he amplifies.
And I think for any boy mom or anybody just raising young children out there, he is somebody that you should have your children look up to. And also for the way he was open-minded to having an all-female-led management team.
I mean, he's a coach's son. His dad brought him through the ranks.
Oh, I didn't know that, Automatic. Yeah, I had no idea.
Got him into Alabama, where he was a superstar. And he ended up transferring. Got him into the NFL. He finds an amazing agent. His agent, Nicole Lynn, got him a $255 million deal.
And as we see, it paid off.
Mm-hmm.
You know, here is Jalen Hurts telling NBC Sports why this team works for him.
That was something that kind of happened organically as well. Turning to something that allowed me to see different perspective of things. It gave me the eye that I didn't have. And I think that's the power of a woman in that.
It is refreshing to hear something like that from someone who is so successful. The need to have a diverse team, it is going to make you stronger so that you see things differently, because when you have tunnel vision, it can weaken you. And when you're able to see things from other people's points of view, it strengthens you. Shout out to Jalen Hurts, baby.
Congratulations.
Love you. you.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
One of the biggest groups in hip hop's history was just nominated for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I'll tell you who they are after Anthony A gives us celebrity birthdays.
We have Randy Moss and Robbie Williams celebrating their birthday.
All right, congratulations to Big Boy and Andre 3000. The group Outkast is nominated for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Rightfully so.
Man, let's go. What was his first song they released? Was it our first album?
Southern Playlist of Cadillac Music came out in 1993.
Oh my gosh, we're going all the way back. Okay, well, they're nominated along with Mariah Carey, Cyndi Lauper, Mana, and the White Stripes. There's so many.
Oh, that's
that
are a nominated. Big nomination list right there.
Hopefully, it really is.
We've seen Big Boy and Andre 2000 connect together in separate occasions, but hopefully they can reunite on stage for this for something. That'd be amazing.
Andre can bring out the flute.
Something, bring out whatever. I'd just love to see them together.
Do you think it'll happen, though? You said that, Anthony, and I'm holding my breath because I know that these two have love for each other. Not so sure they like one another. You know,
they have a lot of love for each other. They like each other.
I said they have love for each other, but they don't particularly working with each other.
No,
anymore.
I think it's that Andre 3000 doesn't feel authentic on stage doing Outkast anymore.
Why?
Because he says he's moved on from that part of his life that he doesn't feel
that
way anymore.
Well, the rest of the world hasn't. Andre 3000.
And as probably arguably the greatest hip hop group of all time, I hope that they can get together and do that stage performance that we all want and need.
Haven't you seen them perform Automatic Live?
I've seen
them
a lot of times, but the first time I ever saw them was where I don't remember what tour it was, but Andre 3000 was wearing the tiger pants at that time. Remember
you mean
the
leggings? Tiger? Like leggings?
No, they were like furry tiger pants.
Okay,
and he never used to wear a shirt with them. Well,
Tony the Tiger from down below.
Yeah, waist down. He'd wear those tiger pants, and he's on stage. He's got the tiger pants on. He's killing it.
No shirt.
Somebody on the side of the stage was doing something. Threw something at him. He actually jumped off stage, beat him up, and then jumped back on stage and didn't miss his verse.
Very rock and roll of him.
And that's why we need them to perform at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Kendrick Lamar breaks the Super Bowl record, but more importantly, where'd he get them jeans from? I'll tell you all of that after Anthony gives us famous people's birthdays.
We have Randy Moss celebrating his birthday and Robbie Williams.
Okay, Kendrick Lamar had 133.5 million people watch the halftime show.
More people watched him than Michael Jackson.
More people watch him than the game.
Yeah. Mm. Which I saw was crazy that because the viewership for the game was at 126 million. For halftime, it jumped up to 133.
Yeah.
And then it went back down after.
Yeah. And then he's wearing a bell bottoms, which I'm sorry. I'm not going to change my mind. As great as Kendrick is, whatever, I didn't like the jeans. But a lot of people did. Women in particular. The knockoffs.
Women's jeans.
They're Celine women's jeans that he wore $1,000.
$1,300.
Whatever. It's too much money for my vocabulary or my pocketbook. There are some knockoffs that Levi's makes that look almost like them. They sold out.
Jeez.
The ladies love Kendrick's look.
And everyone's been using the word symbolism a lot. Mm-hmm. I think the pants had a little symbolism too.
What were they?
I think it was to present him as not as aggressive as the music he was performing, to give a little softer of a pill visually, because now we're just talking about how dainty and how feminine the pants
Nobody
were.
Nobody called Kendrick Lamar dainty, but you,
the
Anthony.
The way you run around rapping like Jack Sparrow, yes, bro. He got a little zest in him, Kendrick, so yeah.
That's all right. He killed it up there.
Well,
and I think that clothes can be fluid. We've seen this for many years, especially in hip-hop. Andre 3000 was one of the best
Do I think Kendrick looked bad? I don't think Kendrick looked bad at him.
I didn't think he looked bad. I think he looked like hip-hop, but like you said, I think Anthony's take was right, that he just looked a little less aggressive with those those flary jeans on.
I thought they were, it reminded me of middle school when girls used to wear them, Fat Farm pants? Oh, dude.
Kendrick got the Fat Farm pants on. I ain't heard Fat Farm in a minute.
What would you rather have? Kendrick in those bell bottoms or Drake in those new furry boots that he's been wearing?
Oh, just give me J. Cole on his little street bike, just pedaling around. Who knew? J. Cole knew it all was going to unfold.
The
That's
whole
weird.
Thing.
He
J. Cole's
He's
the only
number one.
All right, we'll be back after this.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Something special just in time for Valentine's Day, and it's a little chilly. Automatic will fill us in food news. Hottest hashtags here on the Dana Cortez Show from the T-Mobile studios. Hi, I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A., a.k.a. the gas station banana.
Apple debuted its Power Beats Pro 2 earbuds, first from the company to come with built-in heart rate monitoring sensors.
Through your ears?
That's what I thought.
I guess you can get your pulse pretty much.
Yeah, yeah. So the new tech hits shelves today, $249.
Just so you can lose them.
Automatic. I didn't even think of that. But you can get your heart rate by just counting your pulse. Remember that in school?
Yeah, but you can't listen to Taylor Swift at the same time.
Yeah, I can with my cheaper AirBuds. Why gotta go buy these new ones? Why? I like the bigger headphones. And I like, I'm sorry, Tim Cook, my Beats by Dre just have better sound.
They're better headphones. I mean, I don't need to know my heart rate through my ear. Sorry.
Oh, damn. All right. Well, I guess, hey, skip your heartbeat with the rest, with everybody else, dude. All right? I'll be here and informed. You guys let me know what Dr. Dre can do for you and your heartbeats.
Didn't Dr. Dre have a heart attack? He needs these.
That's not funny. I don't know why I laughed.
I didn't laugh. I said, maybe I do need
to get my heartbeat through my ear.
Automatic, what do you have for food news?
Ben and Jerry's is coming out with a limited edition chocolate covered strawberry just for Valentine's Day.
Oh my gosh, that sounds so good. You know I love my Cherry Garcia. Mm. So imagine what this tastes like.
They're a top tier ice cream.
Between them and Bluebell. I say that they're even.
I don't know. I'm a Haagen-Dazs guy myself.
Yo, shout out to the 31 flavors. What they do. Baskin-Robbins has been holding me down for a minute.
Automatic tries to act like he's loyal to one brand. You always go for the sale, sir.
I'm an ice cream.
What brand did you get today?
I'm fluid when it comes to ice cream. I go every which way.
All right, Anthony A. National Day.
All right, let's go to kick it off with World Radio Day.
Oh, yes. Thank you for listening to the radio. I like to call this the original podcast. And radio definitely having a renaissance. We are sexy again. Lots of artists coming in and talking to us. Check out our YouTube channel, YouTube Dana Cortez Show. Everything we do on the radio, we post up on social media as well.
Yeah, fun fact, radio is the one medium that still reaches 95% of people around the globe.
It's still the most powerful of all forms of media. It is the most popular.
There it is. All right. Yeah. We'll go right along next to National Cheddar Day.
Cheddar cheese is very good. I like it on my nachos. I like cheddar cheese on a burger. You put that big old cheddar cheese on top and it just glops everywhere. God, I love me some cheddar cheese.
I'm about to start making all kinds of sound effects right now. If I had to stop myself, boy, I love me some cheddar cheese. And let's wrap it up for my single ladies today. It's National Galentine's.
Why you say it's just the single ladies?
Well, because isn't it like that's what the celebration of Galentine's is?
It is, but
right?
Sometimes you can just hang out. You can invite your married friends to come participate in Galentine's, gals night out.
Okay.
I understand that sometimes it can be a little lonely around Valentine's Day because your married coworkers or your coworkers that are in relationships in general are getting their flowers and do blah, blah, blah. And they're showing out, look at this bouquet, look at this chocolate. Here's something I got for you, ladies. Order your own chocolates. Order your own flowers. Send them to yourself for Valentine's Day.
Period. That's even more desperate than Valentine's Day.
Oh, no. That is terrible.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
The island of Sri Lanka, which is home to 22 million people, experienced an entire outage. No lights at all. And the person responsible, not a person, a monkey.
Whoa.
One monkey took out the power for 22 million people.
How did he do that?
Dude.
Okay, so I didn't understand.
A lot of monkey business going
on. Yeah, seriously. The monkey came into contact with a grid transformer near the island's executive judicial capital, Colombo. And whatever he did, he got in there, opened it up, caused an imbalance that left the island powerless for 3 hours. Engineers couldn't figure out how to restore it. The monkey reverse engineered it.
This could be a new plot for a new movie coming out. Sounds very sci-fi. Not exactly Planet of the Apes, but something adjacent. I'm here for it, dog.
The first thing I thought was he went number one on it.
Ew.
What do you mean? No! Do you think so?
It makes a little sense.
I might believe you, but they actually have video surveillance of said monkey who was there on this transformer thing. You see, it's an island automatic, so it's not like where we are. So the access to these panels is pretty easy. You can get to it. And monkeys travel. They go through the trees.
Well, how did you get to it?
He just went to the top of the power line.
Yeah, dude's a monkey. He's monkeying around.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I wouldn't be able to get to it, but the monkey could.
Now, a transformer is a generator, right? Is that what you're describing?
It's like a panel. Yeah, it's like a big panel. And
now
he opened
it
up.
Monkey, I'm like picturing like Optimus Prime in this situation right now.
I don't even understand how he knew to do it, but I guess, I mean, they're pretty smart animals.
This is pretty sad that he could go ahead and turn off the power and reset a whole city, and my auntie can't even unplug her Wi-Fi router. So this is just like tough, dog.
I wonder what happened to the monkey. They didn't report anything. If it went, you know, if they put it away, like where did the monkey come from? Do they have wild monkeys in Sri Lanka?
You think they spanked it? I would.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
I am feeling extremely discombobulated because
that's a good way to put it.
We are moving. I'm not sleeping well. I don't have a closet. I don't have drawers. I have nothing. Automatic tried to put the dresser together last night.
Oh, and no. I dropped it on my foot and my toes still hurt.
Quit halfway. Messed up the dresser. Said it doesn't work.
It's defeated by the dresser?
Defeated by the dresser.
No. Okay. Was it you and an Allen wrench?
No, this one takes real screws.
Oh, really? I'm not used to those.
Yeah, so, and this is what my problem is because remember when we moved into the last house, I said I would never build anything for Dana Cortez again because it's just not what I do.
As my husband, it should be what you do. But and,
I remember you
so
saying that.
So last night as I was building it, my mom calls me.
Uh-oh.
And she's like, what are you doing? I said, oh, I'm building a dresser for Dana. And she said, I thought you said you weren't going to do that kind of stuff anymore.
Mama Maddox, whose team are you on here?
Her son's team.
Anyway.
Because he has an injured foot and a halfway done dresser at the house.
No, and the dresser's not done. He says it's broken. It's this, that.
It's not broken, but I did put the feet on it too early.
Ah.
Might have stripped those.
I walked out and said, why are you putting the feet on right now? It says to do it. I said, no, it doesn't. Anyway, our contractor.
The diagram that came with this thing, I don't know what country it came from, but it's not English, okay?
And YouTube tutorial for this?
The YouTube tutorial is even more confusing. Oh. It was like I had to just use a whole lot of common sense, which I don't have a lot of to figure this out.
Obviously, the feet didn't work out.
You're going to say you had to use a whole lot of foul language. But
he did.
That part, too.
Not on the radio, though, not Anthony. On the radio. This is a family show, sir.
My neighbors are getting to know me.
Luckily, our contractor, shout out Oscar.
Oh, yeah.
He's there today. He'll put the furniture together. Hopefully. And all will be well in the world. Well, not until our closets get installed. But anyway, Anthony, you're having a great old time in your apartment. You had a Super Bowl party with your friends. You just moved in.
Yes, dude. Shout out to Furnished Living. That's where I'm at. Dude,
oh.
I don't have to put together anything at all.
Look at that. I might just go back to the single life so I don't have to put together dressers anymore.
Why don't you do that right now?
Why did you say that?
My toes are aching right now as we speak. Like one of them, my little pinky toe is all swollen and purple.
Do you mean your dogs are barking? That's an inside joke. But it's funny, though. If you've been listening to us for a while.
I thought dogs barking meant your breath is stinking, but it's actually your feet hurt. Anyway.
So dogs are barking.
My dogs are howling.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.